You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We are up and we're running. We're testing 1-2, testing 1-2. We're up and running, and we are going to bring a lot of joy and happiness into people's homes, because this is a new podcast going up that we try to do on a weekly basis. I think maybe in like 5 years, we missed maybe three.
Oh, we've been doing this 5 years.
4 years? How long?
I need to kill myself.
How long do you think we've been doing this?
I don't know, but
a long time.
I you know.
We did it when we were renting that place.
Yeah, that's when we started it.
We started it there or here?
No. We started it when after our house burnt down.
And how long ago was that?
I don't remember.
It's at least 4 years, right? 3 years, four?
Yeah.
And do you know how much enjoyment we've brought to people?
You it know was who before we... Raina went to school. To actual... Oh, maybe she
no.
was... Yeah, I think it was before she went to kindergarten.
You know, we always give shout outs to our fans, and there's one guy that we never give one to that always, you know what I'm talking about? He has glasses. Let me see.
I don't know. Get that shit ready beforehand.
All right.
Really, you're going to just try to make me remember some fucking Twitter douchebag? Where is it, guys? You doing one this week?
Plug your show and do the behind the wall read.
I don't remember where it is. It's in Scranton, Pennsylvania. So just on Friday, there's how many comedy shows could there possibly be?
In Scranton?
Yeah, some mountain something.
Oh, my phone's upstairs. Maybe the guy's name is Hopkins? No, Anthony or some guy. Listen, I'll think of your name next week. To give you a shout out, you know, we always say to our listeners, you know, our good listeners that
oh,
tweet.
Oh, my God.
This guy's name, his last name is Rogers.
Anthony Rogers.
Do you know who he is on Twitter? He's a big fan.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, they're all good. It's
shout
like,
out to
you
Anthony
know, the
Rogers.
Fact that they're listening at all is pretty amazing to
big,
me.
Big shout out to Anthony Rogers.
Thank you. And, thank you, Anthony Rogers.
And a big shout out to Liberals Are Idiots. He's been real.
Stop. He loves it so much.
It's I know. Like, that's why I'm helping like... him out. He's going to help us
You're
out someday.
You're literally going to kill him with kindness.
He's going to help us out someday, what he does for a living.
What does he do? He fucking hunts and kills liberals.
No. This guy, he's got a good career, I'll tell you off the air.
How could he? His Twitter handle is Liberals Are Idiots.
But nobody knows who he is.
Well, when we
divulge
that information, he'll probably get fired.
No, we're not gonna. That's not what we do. We're not fucking.
That's what, maybe not what you do.
No.
I don't know who I am on a day-to-day basis.
No, we're like
I might be that person.
You cannot divulge. We're like
you cannot divulge.
We're like the press. You cannot divulge your sources. Don't ever do that, because then people will never trust you. He's a big wig in Hollywood.
I think Anthony Rogers and Liberals Are Idiots are the same person. That's what I think.
I don't.
That's my theory.
I don't. Because you could tell they're two different people.
You know what? I can't wait to see Amanda Knox, that documentary.
What documentary? That's coming out?
That.
Yeah, but it's not going to be the truth. You don't know what happened there.
Well, that's the thing about these crime documentaries. You never know the truth. I just watched the whole fucking 4 hours of JonBenet.
They think the brother
did it.
The case
of JonBenet. It's like I read back in the day. You know, I read like 4 books on it. This didn't seem to have too much new information. I've watched anything ever, kept an eye sort of on anything about JonBenet over the years. That was 20 years ago.
They think the brother did it. You know, he had an argument with his sister.
Yeah, I remember thinking that when I read the books, and I still think it now.
Wouldn't he admit it?
But the brother should, now he's 29 or 30... He should go on, you know, I mean, if Oprah was still around,
he did do it. He did do an interview.
No.
Yeah.
The brother did?
Yes.
Google it right now.
No. I can. I'm using my computer.
With Diane Sawyer?
Did it with somebody. Didn't you see a couple weeks ago the brother spoke?
No.
Yes. Look it up on your phone.
Are you kidding? I got to go get my phone.
All right. Get your phone. I'll do some plugs. I'm not lying. The brother did an interview. This weekend, I'll be at Mohegan Sun Thursday through Sunday. Mohegan Sun Thursday, Friday. Not Sunday. I'm sorry. Thursday through Saturday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Mohegan Sun. Next weekend, Friday and Saturday, local at the Comedy Cove in Springfield. I haven't been there in like 6, 7, 8 years. The Comedy Cove in Springfield, which I'm looking forward to both gigs. Mohegan Sun, great gig. Great golf courses, even though I can't hit a ball again. I go from, I'm really fucking losing my mind with this game. I go from like low 80s, middle 80s, cracking the ball, 79, to I really can't hit a ball. It's like, how do you fucking completely lose a swing? Something you've been doing forever, and it happens two times a year. I completely lose it. Anyhow, this weekend, Mohegan Sun, next weekend at Comedy Cove. If you're going to buy an Amazon, just go to amazon.richvoss.com. Amazon.richvoss.com. Also, you can still get 141 IQ on iTunes. 141 IQ on iTunes. Or if you go behind the wall, it's there. You can get it behind the wall. And to go behind the wall, you go behind the wall. Bonnie knows how to get behind the wall.
I don't know how.
You go to Riotcast and it'll direct you. So, you know, look, we do this for free. Help
support.
You
gotta support. Do $1.99 to get behind the wall. Yeah, $1.99 a month.
I put my CD behind there. There's some live shows behind there. A tour of, if that came out, a tour of the suite I stayed in, where was it? Maryland.
Well, the brother, can I say this?
In Maryland, what's the place in Maryland? Ocean City. I had a beautiful suite there last weekend. They were putting me in a hotel. I was doing a golf tournament. And the hotel was like brutal. I said, I'm not staying here. And it was through a radio station down there. Great guys. And they said, well, the bands stay here. I go, well, the bands are 25 and 27 and they do drugs and they don't give a fuck where they stay. I'm an adult. I'm not staying in the hotel you have for me. So they go, I go, get me one at the Holiday Inn. And I get there and it's a fucking suite, but it's so big. Okay, there's like a living room. There's a table with 10 chairs, like a dinner table. Like I'm having 10 people over. A gigantic fucking living room with a bar in it. Two bedrooms.
Why are you doing this? They know what a suite
is. Not this one. This is.
Who cares? What's the point of it? You had a huge suite. What's the end game here?
I was in a gigantic suite by myself and it's so lonely.
Okay, there you go.
I was lonely. I was getting to the point.
8 chairs. Each chair, 4 legs.
No.
That is 32 legs.
Oh, look who did some math class.
I was scared I wasn't going to get it right.
Well, I want to discuss this fucking show I did in Philadelphia. Did he do the interview? Did you see it?
No, he didn't do an interview.
Yes.
John Benet Ramsey's brother, Burke, plans to sue CBS, who did the 4-hour documentary, for false and heinous lies. But look at all these reports.
He spoke somewhere. I'm telling you, he did an interview.
Oh, wait. Dr. Phil?
That's who he did it with, yeah.
Why would he do it with Dr. Phil?
Because maybe he had a cold.
Oh, look at him. Part 3 of Dr. Phil's interview with JonBenet Ramsey's older brother, Burke Ramsey, aired September 19th. Oh, my God, this just happened.
Yes, I told you.
The episode focused mainly on the unwillingness of some people to acknowledge Burke's and his parents' innocence and the role the media played in it. It was very unlikely that anyone in the Ramsey household had committed the crime, according to DNA tests. with more advanced methods of testing available DNA evidence, completely cleared Burke and his parents. Well, this four-hour documentary series was really... they pretty much hammered home that it was Burke.
Well, that's... see, documentaries...
it's a lot of weird stuff that went on.
Yeah, but they're going to spin it to how they want you to feel. They're going to spin it into something interesting. They're not going to leave it with, like it's been for the last 20 years. Oh, I don't know. So they're going to want you to
watch it. Yeah, they want, but there's really no new evidence. So they're just trying to like.
Yeah, so they spin it.
But also they did this dumb thing in the documentary where they like, okay, there was a 911 call and Patsy Ramsey thought she hung up the 911 call, but apparently she didn't hang it up. So the recording, you can still hear something.
Yeah, people in the background, like, what'd you do?
No, no, listen, this is what you heard. And then they're like, can you enhance that? And they're like, I hear, at one point they were like, I hear her saying, for the love of God, I can't remember exactly, but for the love of God, she says it twice. And the other person goes, oh, I hear her say, what did you do for the love of God? And they're like, oh yeah, maybe it is. What did you do? It's like those things don't sound in anything alike. Can you enhance that? We've taken out a lot of the noise and we've slowed it down.
Your voices are getting on my nerves.
I'm not doing a voice. I'm saying like, that's what you were hearing. And then they're like, oh, he's saying like kill, kill.
He might have a good lawsuit, this guy.
Yeah, there's no proof.
But
he gave her pineapple before bed.
They're
interviewing him and they're like, do you like pineapple? Is pineapple your favorite fruit? What's your favorite fruit? Is it pineapple? Do you love pineapple?
Did they come right out and accuse him?
Well, not when he was 9.
No, did the documentary come out and accuse him?
To be honest, I was sort of fell asleep towards the end. So I was like,
Was it just all insinuating or opinions?
Well, they have this, they had this team of forensic experts and detectives and FBI and whatever going over all the information.
Why didn't they have it then?
Well, they did have a lot of people doing it, but they all came up with different conclusions. And I mean, because the biggest thing is, why would someone break into the home and then write out a ransom note on the family pad that took 20 minutes and then...
Why would it take 20 minutes to write a note?
It was long.
Oh.
It was a very long note with a lot of information that was weird.
And then what?
And then they put the notepad back away.
What do you mean they put it away?
They took out a notepad from its drawer.
How do you know they didn't have it from the beginning and had the note ready?
It was found back in its spot in the house. And then the person put it away, but you could still see the indentation on it, I guess, that they'd written the note. So like that's like a big thing. They said JonBenet went right to her room and didn't eat anything, but they found pineapple in her stomach.
So when
they did
the
autopsy, I don't know. I guess they can tell time of death better.
It's sad.
It's horrible. I mean, but the thing is that when you look at the
she molested or
they say she was molested.
But the brother wouldn't molest her. A 9-year-old kid doesn't molest a 9-year-old.
Well, the story they try to paint is that she was doing these pageants and getting all this attention, and he wasn't. So then they think that they hit her with a big light flashlight in the head. And then poked her with a... train tracks. I mean, for all this time, they're saying that it was a stun, one of those laser things. But then they did tests, and it doesn't look like that. But there's two little marks on her neck, so then they said, oh, it's the train tracks.
But then why would they say she was raped? A 9-year-old can't even fucking probably get a hard on at 9. So who raped her?
I don't know.
After she was dead? You know,
I have no idea. I mean... who knows what was going on? Something weird was going on in that family.
It's sad. It's too fucking sad.
Because also they didn't go. They didn't talk to the police for months. They talked to the press, but not the police.
Well, why wouldn't the police bring him in for questioning? They would be brought in the next day.
I don't know. They had really good lawyers, and the lawyers kept saying they can't talk. I don't know. It was all.
They would have to be brought in.
They weren't. They were not questioned.
Were they rich?
Very well off.
And the mom died of what, cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Is your dad alive still?
I don't know.
Didn't you date him for a while?
A little bit. He's a nice guy.
How long ago?
Maybe there was some kind of like child porn going on or something. And
no. That whole fucking pageant shit with kids is fucking disgusting.
It's so weird and gross.
It's fucking gross. Just gross parents.
But that's like they kept saying in the documentary, this was like for people who aren't around it, they think this is so weird. But for people from the South, that's just, you know, it's like, okay, come on.
They're not in the South. They were from Colorado.
Well, I don't know why they kept saying in the South, pageants are very big.
Oh, I see. Because it's probably the only person in your family that's not overweight. So they want to fucking show her off or something.
Oh, my God.
What?
Great.
What?
Great.
I'm just saying there's a lot of big ones.
Anyway, we don't have to go over JonBenet Ramsey cases. So dumb.
Here, I got to tell you this fucking show.
But I can't wait till the Amanda Knox.
She's good looking.
She's very attractive. Not as,
she better not
not
leave
as
the
hot
country.
As JonBenet.
She better not leave the country, that Amanda.
She can never leave.
Because they snatched her up. Although I don't know if she was found not guilty again.
They wanted her to go back. They wanted her to go back for another trial, I think.
I wouldn't. Are you kidding me?
No.
Get the fuck out. I'm not going back. But I think they acquitted her again. Or, I mean, it's three times they've done it. One time when she was found guilty. Second time when she was released, not guilty. Then I think they did a third one. So I don't know. All I know is if I was her, I wouldn't leave the fucking country to go anywhere. Because she'll snatch her. Even if she goes to Mexico, Canada, they could snatch her up.
Mm-mm.
You know, I'm surprised we never fucking snatch up Joanne Chesmart.
Who's that?
She killed two state troopers in New Jersey. And then broke out of Clinton State, you know, Female Correction Institute.
I read. Okay, go ahead.
And, you know, she fled to Cuba. And how do we not send any, like, mercenaries or fucking whoever, bounty hunters, to snatch her up and bring her back from Cuba?
Don't know.
They knew she was in Cuba. She killed two state troopers. She was part of, you know, this is back in the Black Panther days. You know. Anyhow, whatever.
So. Well, I read that women escape from prison all the time and they don't even go get them.
Because they save on tampons.
I don't know why. Women escape from, what are they, medium or low security and they don't even care.
I don't.
That's what I read.
Depends what, you know, eventually they'll get them. All right, I got to tell you about this fucking show I did in Philly.
Well,
I have to discuss this.
We can't wait.
I have to discuss this.
Go ahead. Can I check my emails while you do it?
No. Okay. You have to pay attention and you have to chime in.
Go ahead.
So this guy, Shane Gillis, who I worked with in Harrisburg. No, I worked with in Philly or Harrisburg. I think Philly. Funny guy. Funny, you know, he middle, funny. He's from Harrisburg, and I worked with him in Philly, I think, the last time I was there. And it was a good.
Is it, like, part of it that you have to just repeat things, or what?
Well, I'm just trying to get it all together. So, funny guy. So, he calls me to host his show. And, you know, it's a little thing he's got going, and they were doing it in a play. I go, well, I can't do it because I'm working Helium. Then he got back to me and goes, oh, we're going to do it at Helium. So here's the show. The show was Comics Go Up. Well, first I was hired to host this show. Open up, do 10 or 15 minutes, break the crowd in, and bring up the comics. Now, the theme of the show which I thought was kind of good, but now I don't think it is. If it's tweaked a little, maybe it could work. The theme of the show is a comic comes out. There's six other comics on stage, and there's two big screens on each side. Someone working a computer in the back where everything's connected, all their phones to the computer. Now, the comic cannot see the screens. So the comic goes on stage, and they're doing their act, and these six comics sitting there are texting, trashing him, roasting him through their phones that are coming up on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
So now I was hired to come out, warm the crowd up,
mm-hmm.
and introduce the comics and, you know, do stuff in between. Now I go up in the beginning and there's all these fucking Philadelphia comics, open micers, openers, middles, no one of any fucking importance.
Yeah.
Not one of them you would know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of them work in New York. I think two of them had some show on Comedy Central online, I think, or whatever. But complete fucking nobodies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not saying they won't be good someday, but at this point, no one knows who the fuck they are. So I go up now to warm them up, and all of a sudden the crowd's fucking cracking up, and these guys are in the back fucking trashing me, okay, you know, on the big screens, you know, and I'm sure they're funny jokes, you know, whatever. Of course, they're going after my lisp, whatever. Now, I got through it, but I was pissed because that's not what I was told the fucking, what I was hired for. Okay, and the guy that runs the show, Shane, who now, if you think about it, said, well, I didn't know they were going to do it. Well, guess what? When you saw him doing it, you have him fucking stop. It's your fucking show. It's his show and another
guy's.
Well,
he's hosting?
No, he created it.
Oh.
I'm hosting.
Well, how's
it.
He going to stop it?
Because they're back there in the back.
Oh.
All he's got to do is go up to these fucking zeros and go, he's fucking text. He's opening the show. Don't fucking trash him.
You know, we'll never get any name people to ever do this.
You know, so they're trashing me. Like, and the thing is, if I was told that's what was going to happen, I would have went in there mentally prepared.
Yes.
I would have found out a little bit about any one of them, which there's, what is there to find out about these fucking guys? You know, and then I would have been able to fight back.
Right.
I did get through it as well as I could, ad-libbing. And doing, you know, because I don't know any of these guys.
Right.
I don't know them. And you can't see the fucking screens unless you walk out further on the stage and turn around and look.
Right.
So the thing is, these guys, and then they're on stage whenever I'm going, you know, between acts, and they're fucking, and they're doing it like that would be, it would almost be like me.
I know these analogies. Don't do them.
It's me trashing a bigger fucking act.
Yeah.
And
well,
the
those
problem,
people are nothings. Though.
Yeah, but
you can't make the analogy.
Here's the problem with comedy now. And then I'll get back into the show. The problem with new fucking comics, they have no respect whatsoever for comics that have opened doors for them, that have dealt with bullshit clubs and fought their way through and, you know, just cleared a path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now that the internet and everything, they don't give a fuck about, you know, you could ask 9 out of 10 comics now who the fuck Dennis Wolfberg is. They'd have no fucking clue.
Well, how do we know who he is?
Okay.
I mean, come on.
Right.
He died before I got into the business. So it's like, there's no YouTube of him or anything. I don't understand how I'm supposed to know who the fuck Dennis Wolfberg is. I've heard his name 1,000 times. That's the only way.
They know. Okay, then I can give Richard Jenny. Probably half of them don't know.
I'm sure this is the thing that actually is not true. What? They know more about comedy probably than they should because they, yeah, they Google it all the time. No, they're watching.
No, they Google. They Google who's getting hits now on YouTube. They're not Googling old
How
comics.
Do you know? I don't know.
Because they don't know. If you went up to a new comic, and I always use him as an example, and you know, said who's Bob Newhart, who's fucking, you know, Steve Landisberg, who's this guy, that girl. They don't, there's no respect. Who are the Catskill comics? You know, Freddie Roman, Dick Capri. You know these guys. You've seen them. You, whatever.
I mean, I know who they are, but I don't have a deep understanding of every comedian.
No, but you know the history of comedy. Yeah. You respect older comics. Not obviously not fucking horrible hacky ones, but you respect.
I agree with you. I think that there's, you know, it's like a weird time.
You know, but. So the fact that these guys, you know, look, if I sat down when I was working, was Atlantic City or Vegas? I was in Vegas, and I sat down with Sal Richards and his son Guy. We had dinner after they had a show. I talked to Sal Richards probably for an hour and a half, 2 hours about comedy, about, you know, he worked with Sinatra. He worked with, you know, he worked the big rooms in Vegas. The guy knew everybody. And it was just like all this information was the coolest shit to hear. Okay. I was working good nights in North Carolina once. And Jimmy Walker, JJ, was hosting. Mm-hmm. And me and him went to Walmart after it. Mm-hmm. And I fucking picked his brains all the way, just asking him stuff about...
Probably didn't take too long.
No. Just asking him stuff about Pryor and starting at the Comedy Store. Because I love hearing that stuff.
Right. We're comedy nuts, though.
I love that stuff. Yeah. So now when you get these fucking guys that are thinking they can attack me or they're at my fucking level, mm-hmm, or even in the realm of who the fuck I am. Mm-hmm. All right. It's total insanity. It's fucking they're clueless that, you know, if I really wanted to, and at some point, you know, one of them wanted to work in New York or this and that, you don't think I could call someone and say, you don't use him. You know, I could do, they just don't get it. They don't fucking get it. You know, there's certain acts I won't attack because they can make calls and say, don't use Voss. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just how it goes. So there's certain acts I back off of because, and I might not like them, but I back off because I know they could hurt my fucking career. Mm-hmm. Just like I could do. Now, I was kind of pissed, but it is what it is. I trash people all the time, but... It, like last night at Roast Battle. But that's what I was hired. That's what they told me to do. That's what I'm there
for. Well,
that's,
I mean, the argument with those guys is that's what they were told to do. They didn't know.
No.
They're so stupid that they don't know.
No, they weren't told to do that. The guy...
I was a judge on Roast Battle and I got pissed because fucking What's-His-Face was trashing me. And I was like, I come here for free to do a favor for the fucking show.
Who was trashing you?
Mike Lawrence, who's...
Yeah.
He's one of the, I don't know, producers of the show, or he books the show or whatever. And I was like, I'm not going to fucking come judge anymore. Like, you know, trash these guys. They need the exposure. But the only reason that I'm sitting here is to get a free drink. Like, that's it.
Well, no. These guys that
were... So it was like, I do get it. It's irritating. It's like, I've already paid my fucking dues. I mean, that night that he started trashing me, I'd already done an appointment in the afternoon, did our radio show, did a stand-up set, and then was fucking walking over to Judge. And he, as I was walking, you know, I was introduced and walked across the stage to... I was just looking forward to sitting down, and then he just started trashing me, and I was like...
Oh, why?
I was pissed. I was like, I fucking got mad at him during the show. He was like,
"Well, but no, you're where you're wrong is
they why weren't, am I wrong?
No, where you were wrong. What you said is they were told they weren't told to do that again to me.
Oh no, they were just told to like trash people via tweeting.
Yeah, before the show started, I was walked on stage. The six people weren't on the stage. They were all sitting in the back of Helium. That's where all these comics were, you know. And Shane, who's the creator, and another guy, I forget his name, two guys, were back there, and they're trashing me from the back.
Mm-hmm.
So all that guy Shane had to do was say, "Are you fucking guys crazy? Stop." He was hired to break the audience in. Now, let's... But
so what had happened... So when you told him what happened, like after the show, what did you say?
Look, I'm not going to look... I made it through. I worked my way through, and throughout the night, I still did fine, did well enough where the... You know what I mean? Where I'm not going to look like some fucking baby. I was just pissed because that's not what I was hired for. That's all. If I went to... If someone called me and said, "Hey, come on in. These guys are going to fuck with you. You fuck with them back." Then I would have been ready. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the problem with the fucking show. If you could tweak it. Comics. Okay. And the reason they should have let me warm up the crowd is so the fucking audience at least knew a comic is going to do stand up. Try to pay attention to the comic.
Yes.
Pay attention to the comic, because the comic goes up there. And they can't see the screens. They're in
but
front
they're
of them.
They're just laughing at the comments.
They're laughing at the comments.
Yeah, the comic has no choice.
The comic...
I'm getting tired of these shows anyway, where it's just like making fun of comedy, bad comics. It's like...
Yeah, like these guys are
I mean,
are
they're
tweeting.
So desperate to get stage time that they'll literally do anything, but it's like, now do it with your clothes off. Now do it, while three... top professionals are trashing. That was a fun show we did with Bennington.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, the other night I did a show where I had to judge. I had to leave because they started late and whatever. But they say to the audience after the comedian goes up, pay or pain. So the comedian can either get paid or they can get, you know, spanked or whatever by a dominatrix. It's like, is there anything, like, do comics just go and do comedy? It's like...
Well, It's these comics that
I mean, we're part of the problem because we're doing that show for
what?
But it's really funny.
What the
Bennington? New York Comedy Festival? We're doing our show where would you fuck them?
No,
you
but that's
them?
Yeah, but that's different. That's funny. That's
and
a
that's
fun.
Good comedy.
And they're doing stand up, and people are listening to their stand up. Yeah. You know, the last show, everybody killed, and they want the audience was laughing at their stand.
Yes,
there was two parts
good.
Of the show.
We weren't making fun of the comedy.
No, not at all. Right. And the comics that did this show have no fucking chance. Who the fuck, if there's two big screens and all these fucking guys and gals are texting, you know, whatever, and there's some funny, you know, they're writing some mm-hmm. funny stuff, how are the people in the audience going to pay attention to the comic and read at the same time? Mm-hmm. It's fucking ridiculous. It's a good idea if they could figure out a way to tweak it. I don't know how mm-hmm. they could do it where the comic does material, then they do whatever. It's just roasting by texting.
Yeah.
And now once these guys hear this Voss, you know, they'll all come at me on the internet or do, you know, this or that. And Voss is this or he's a baby or a pussy. No, I'm not. I wasn't hired to do that. And believe me, all six of you who are up there, between all of you, in the next 5 years, I promise between all of you, you won't have as many credits as I have in my career. So once you get something, once you're even anything, then you could fucking talk to me. Do you mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, Shane, I like him. He's a funny guy. Mm-hmm. He created it. He didn't tell them to do it. I'm not blaming him in any way.
But were you mad after?
I was mad because... I wasn't told. That wasn't what I was hired for. And I was mad because...
What did Shane say when you were telling him
he
that?
Goes, "Look, man, I'm sorry about this. You killed. You did." You know, he said... Right. I did all right. I would have done a lot better at stand-up. Instead of fighting stuff I can't... You know, I'm reading, trying to read. And I'm not going to fight back to Texas, you know. And,
Texas. Fight back to Texas.
The Tex or whatever the fuck you call it. You know, so I did as well.
You know
as
how it's spelled, right?
T-E-X-T.
Yeah, so say it like that.
I'm not going to fight the text. So, the only thing he could have done or he should have done was the second they started fucking, you know, doing this is, "Hey, stop. He's fucking here to warm the crowd up." You guys could come out and do whatever the fuck you want. Believe me, when any one of you get 10, just 10, I'll give you 10 TV credits. Then I'll talk to you. Okay? Then I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Ten.
Ten.
Is that too many? Should I say five?
No. 10's fine.
10's fine. So when any one of those, but Shane I'll talk to. I like him. He's a funny guy and he's creative. And the other guy that was also the creator, I don't know if he was back there doing the two. So I can't, he's neutral in my mind. So whatever. Anyhow, next time when somebody of my status, you're like I even let you in the dressing room, any of those motherfuckers. They're like I let them in the dressing room. Okay. Did they realize I got a free meal? They paid. I'm Rich Voss. Okay.
I didn't know you could use that as a like.
Well, yes.
Did you pay for your meal?
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Not me.
Guess who ate for free, bitches?
I was going to give them some stuff. I was going to order them some stuff.
Guess what? You guys could each have two tortilla chips.
And there was one guy.
Not too much hummus. Easy on the hummus.
And there was one guy. I guess he was good looking. Very arrogant. They said. And I guess it was, these are the hipsters of Philly.
You hate arrogant people.
I think these were the one guy.
Do you hate arrogant people?
Yeah, there was two.
You don't consider yourself a part of that?
I'm not arrogant.
You don't think, you're not?
I'm not arrogant.
Oh, I did, okay.
I'm successful. I'm proven. I'm not arrogant. There's a difference between being proven and being arrogant. I'm fucking proven.
Well, you do flip-flop between being a total egomaniacal legend.
Yes, I am a legend. Everybody tells me it.
Being completely empty and, you know, like a speck of dirt on a shoe.
I don't know. I guess this was the Philly hipster scene. You know, I don't fucking know. But look, good luck with your show. If you see me, you can say hello, Mr. Voss. I was out of line. And please forgive me. And then they'll have to kiss my ring. If they kiss my ring,
are a legend. I am so sorry.
If they kiss my ring, a royalty.
You'll let them live?
I'll forgive.
I mean, they're obviously not going to kill them, but they'll be dead to you unless they kiss your ring.
Yeah, and there was two. There was one bearded guy and one good-looking guy. They really got the girl that was up there didn't get on my nerves. There was just two that really fucking. I get, you know how some people, when they're like the top, like when you're like the open mic scene or the new comics, but you're the top of the new comics.
Oh, yeah, so you get a little like.
Yeah.
People around here think I'm pretty great.
You know, I'm the top.
A lot of people think, well, one time, and I wrote this in my book, You're Better Than Me, you can get it at Amazon.com. Audio version available. This guy said to me when I first got to New York, he asked me out, and then he was like, do you know who I am? Or I didn't know who he was. He goes, well, people think I'm like pretty great, you know. He was he was basically saying like the industry thought he was the real deal, big shit.
Who
says that? I'm not gonna say who it was.
Come on.
You know who it is, don't you? You must know who it is. You read that part in the book, didn't you say to yourself?
I don't remember it. Can you give me?
I'm not gonna.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I don't.
Please don't say.
I don't know. Yeah, it's like, you know what? So you, like when you're the big fish, like when you go from, hey, I don't have to bring people.
By the way, that guy is
a big star now.
Yes. So he was correct. Maybe these two guys.
Huh? I'm sure out of those six comics up there, one or two of them will become, you know, will become good comics and probably get a TV show and probably sell out theaters. You know, that's a one out of six.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe the lady, maybe the smug guy with the beard, or maybe the handsome dark haired guy that thought he, you know, was the coolest of the open micers. I don't fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
Shane, I call him neutral.
We get it.
Shane's
neutral. Shane's out of the.
He's out of the loop.
He's not. You're not going to.
I'm not
come
trashing
down on Shane.
No, I'm not. No, he. No. No. Okay. So, yeah, it is. Because I remember when I was doing like open mics in Jersey, you know, me and Norton and you know, just.
I think sometimes when you're around somebody who's, you know, it's exciting that they come in, like, you know, if you're at the Cellar and someone big comes in, it's exciting, or you're at the Stand or New York Comedy Club. Has that ever happened?
Uh-huh.
Then, you know, there's a couple of different ways you can deal with it. You can just be you and have nobody notice you, or
you can kind of try to like be a little funnier than normal or a little louder, try to get that person to notice you, or you could be a dick to them to get them to notice you, you know, which I think is like something that, you know, happens all the time. People, bless you. They think because you're a legend, bless you, that people are
my fifth
complimenting you. Okay, we get it. Your fifth CD.
My fifth CD is coming out. Go ahead.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Sorry.
It's like you're the only person who in the middle of a compliment will...
up it?
Yes.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
Let me just plug something in the middle of your compliment. No, I'm saying like maybe they think that you're getting compliments all the time. The way to like get your attention is... And they also think you're part of that like whole Opie and Jimmy crew that are a little mean to each other.
I'm for that. I'm completely for trashing and roasting, and I'm completely for it. If that's what I was told was going to happen, I would have been prepared already. I had to ad-lib my way through another thing in my career that I wasn't ready for. That's all. Yeah, I am the biggest fucking asshole on the planet. I'm a fucking asshole. I'm an asshole to new comics. I'm an asshole to old comics. I'm a fucking asshole. But I try to be funny as an asshole. Mm. Okay? Do you see what I'm saying? So, yes, I have nothing against... If I was sitting around with those fucking jamokes at a dinner, you know, if we were at a diner after the show and we started trashing each other, yes, no problem. The only problem I had was... I wasn't told this was going to happen, and they didn't. They, you know, and but they're still on this, on another note. I just don't think new comics respect, or you know, do you know someone like Dom Irrera? You know, this fucking guy's so fucking funny. Or you know,
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. I think they're just like there's a drive to. The new generation that I don't have.
What?
There's like,
know.
I've never had it. I've never been that driven.
Neither have I, but I love comedy. I love fucking...
me too, but I
was
mean,
just watching the Patrice roast from fucking, what, 15 years ago? Or 2003, I think it was.
Yeah, but you're not just watching... Don't act like, oh, I'm just so interested in comedy. You're not watching something you're not a part of. You're watching it because you want to see yourself.
No, I want to see, but no, I. What do you call fast forward through me?
I know, but it's still like of your, you know.
Yeah, but there's.
It's not like you're not just doing some research.
No, but it's still I get to see. I'm watching Ben Bailey and fucking DC Benioff.
You know them all personally. It's a little easier for you to go back to that and watch that stuff and know those people because they're from your time.
Do you know how many times I've sat up at night and watched old Carson clips with Rickles on it? Or Dangerfield.
Okay, I do. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
But I do get it. You're interested in comedy, and I'm interested in comedy, and I like only talking to people for the most part, other comedians who are interested in comedy. Like, I don't want to know. I don't have long conversations with people that are not just talking about their process of writing a joke or, you know, who they saw or who they like or whatever about comedy. However, I used to get pissed off when I was younger that people always expected me to know everything from their generation and everything from my generation. It's like people don't. You go back a certain
Everything, but just...
You want everybody to go back exactly, and I'm starting to sound like you, exactly as far as you go back. If they don't know that far back, you're like... You don't know Bob Newhart's routines?
Okay, how far back, new comics right now, how far back do they have to go to Tough Crowd?
Well, they should know Patton Oswalt is. They should,
Maria Bamford. Go back as far as what, Tough Crowd?
Yeah, okay. All right. Go back as far as Tough Crowd.
But that's only like 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, but
that's not history. That's not history. Let's go 20 years. Go back 20 years to... you know, go back to Joe Bolster or fucking, you know, Charlie Barnett or, you know, stuff like that. You know, go back 20 fucking years. Rick Aviles. I can.
Yeah, but that's not 20 years from you.
What do you mean it's not 20 years for me? It's 20 years
for
them.
You go back 20 years. I know, but I've gone back 20 years. Like these names that nobody would even know how to Google that.
Yes. I go back 20 years.
How would we know even to Google that guy? Like...
I would go back 20 years. I've always gone back further.
Yeah, but you would go back to the people that are like famous. You're not going back. You're not going back 20 years with, you know, the C list or the C level that didn't like, make it into the mainstream.
How do I know all those Friars comics? Or how do I know, you know.
Well, I'm just saying nobody's going to know who Joel Bolster is to Google him. Saying, no, you're saying it because you're trying to show that you know everything there's to know about comedy. But it's much easier to know everything there's to know about comedy with the people that you actually personally know. But you go back 20 years, you're not going to know that level of that deepness. It's not going to go that.
No, I'm saying new comics should go back 20 years.
Okay, you're
saying go back, what, 10 years to know?
No, I'm saying stop with your...
What?
Elevated sense of, you know, your righteous sense of how much you know about comedy, because you don't. If you take 20 years before you started, let's say you're 2 years in, whatever year that was, and you go back 20 years, you don't know all those comics and the in-depth working, but you expect somehow these people to about Joel Bolster.
Oh, I'm just using an example.
No, I know that's a bad example. That's okay. What I'm saying. Pull back on your dumb examples.
Well, when I
was Dennis Wolfberg. You don't know the Dennis Wolfbergs of the 20 years before you.
Yes, I do. Yeah, when I started comedy, I did know. I did know. Because I was watching comedy since I was in fourth and fifth grade. So I did know.
So you were only seeing the comedians, though, that made it to TV?
No.
Yes. Go really at fourth and fifth grade? What are you doing? Go down to the casino?
No, when I was started comedy 2 years in.
No, you just said in fourth and fifth grade.
I started, so I knew comedy. Even 2 years in, I still knew all the comedy.
Listen, you don't have to be so righteous about it.
I'm not being righteous.
Either love comedy or you don't.
Yeah. I remember
talking to a girl once that didn't know who Patton Oswalt was. That I was like, maybe this isn't for you. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, I do think there are people that get into it that don't have any love of comedy at all. They're just like, they see it, they think they can do it, and they storm ahead.
You know, I was talking to a girl.
And those people probably get
farther
ahead.
Listen, I was talking to a girl last night, a comic from Boston. She goes, I'm from Boston. I was good friends with Mike DiStefano. Nobody up there knew him. So when he passed away, I had no one to mourn with. I had to mourn. So how would you not know who Mike DiStefano is? You know, who was... fucking extremely funny. And that's not going back.
There are people in comedy that don't know who Todd Glass is.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, because everybody now is so fucking self-centered and so fucking me, and they don't really give a fuck about the art. They just care about getting ahead and getting fucked. They don't care about the art. They don't give a fuck about no one thinks they should pay dues anymore. Well, maybe that. No, I'm wrong there, because they do pay dues if they're going on stage while people are fucking texting in the middle of their act. So they are paying dues. They're just paying dues in a fucking horrible way now. Anyhow, listen, if you want me to host that show again, give me a call. I'll do it again. It was decent money. And there you have it. So you can host it in Philly. It's called I Don't Know What. This week I'll be at the
Mohegan. It's really called I Don't Know What? Or
no,
you just
don't
know
what I don't know
spelled.
What the fuck it's called.
I thought that was a good name for it. Oh. I Don't Know What.
This weekend I'll be in Mohegan Sun. And next weekend at Comedy Cove. And somewhere the week after that, go to richvoss.com. If you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com, you can still get 141 IQ on iTunes. That was number one. It went to number one on iTunes. My fifth CD called Roman Numeral 5 will be out in October. My fifth CD.
October.
It's going to be my third CD that will go to
That's
number
like
one.
Coming up, man.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, we just got to
October
figure.
1st?
No, I just got to see what iTunes, when we can get it placed on iTunes and get good placement. I would like it to come out before the first debate, but that's coming up.
Okay, I'm going to be on September 23rd in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I almost said Scranton, Ohio. Is there a Scranton, Ohio? Sounded right.
No.
Scranton, Pennsylvania. And Fast Freddy is going to be emceeing this little shindig. So let's do it. And this girl, Kate Wolf, very funny, is going to be on it.
Kate Wolf's on it?
Yeah.
Why are they putting two girls on one show?
They probably thought our kids would play together, but her kids are not going to be there. There's also Chris Jones and Aaron Decker. There's a lot. They put a lot of people on these shows.
What's going on with that Kate Wolf? I haven't seen her around. She's got to be doing stuff by now.
I saw her the other night at New York Comedy Club. She's great.
Is she funny?
Very funny. Yeah. I think I mentioned this is hosted by Fast Freddy.
Who's Fast Freddy? Is he
I don't know. It would go by the name Fast Freddy. That's what I'm saying. Who would, like, oh, I'm going to pick my comedy name. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna be called Fast Freddy, and I'm gonna
pace.
He's
gonna be black. He's gonna be black.
He's not. Actually.
He's white.
Here's a picture of him right there.
Where? Which one's Fast Freddy?
Fast Freddy.
That's Fast Freddy.
Yeah, it's probably.
Let me see the other pictures.
Probably his name from when he was like one of those hired hitmen for the mob.
Kate Wolf is a trap. You know who she looks like in this?
Who?
The therapist that was on Goodfella. No, the therapist on Sopranos.
Oh, she's much younger than that woman, but yeah, I see it. All right. Scranton at Montage Mountain Resorts, Hollow Bar, some Slocum Hollow Bar and restaurant. Anyway,
is it on your website?
No, I don't have a website.
I thought you were getting one built.
I'm waiting for some, woman married with 8 children to come and ask me if she can help me with it, because I know that that's the only person that you would allow.
No, Matt said he would do it and you never got back to him.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, I gave him all the information before, and then he never got back to me.
Well, then we'll set it up. Anyhow, listen, come to Mohegan Sun. Get ready for my 5th CD coming out, my 5th.
Thanks, everybody.
So long. It's been a real fucking treat.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.